Dane and Sam for breakfast on 98.1 PowerFM. Now, Sam, this is really cool. Aussie Ark are a conservation company up in the Barrington Tops, right here in the Upper Hunter.
Yep.
You haven't been yet. I also haven't been yet, but I've heard amazing things about them, and they do amazing programs to work with Australian animals, and they're actually open for this month only during the school holidays. So it's a great opportunity to take the kids up to the Barrington Tops for the day, and they actually get to get really hands-on with these endangered animals.
That's amazing.
Now, we're joined by Dan Reid. He is a keeper and the operations manager at Aussie Ark. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Really good. Happy New Year. Now, this summer started on the 1st of January. You've had the public enter the gates of Aussie Ark for the first time this year. What's the reaction been like?
So the reaction's been really amazing, guys. We're open to the public. We're getting a lot of people that we don't normally get, adults and children. The children have been amazing. We've been getting Google reviews, which have been amazing, and our management send back all the information of people when they post things, and on a whole, it has been an amazing reaction. The kids just love getting up close to the little Tassie Devils and the Bedongs, and even Eastern Quolls. We have all those babies to show you around at the moment, and they love it.
Mate, I've heard through the grapevine that the kids are able to hold a baby Tassie Devil or a Quoll. What's the response been like when they've held them? I know when I was little, if I held a Tassie Devil, I would have lost my mind.
Well, they do lose their mind. Like, as it's more of an educational thing, but they do get to hold a little baby Tassie Devil, and they get to pat a Quoll and also see a little baby Bedong. The Devils, I think, are the big hit. They all snuggled up in a nice little pouch, and some of their smiles on their face are just massive. They absolutely get a big kick out of it.
Do you feel like this also changes the way that our kids here in the Hunter Valley look at conservation and being able to protect our wildlife?
Yes, I definitely do. I think that most people don't know what a Tassie Devil is, and when they can hold a Tasmanian Devil and they see it and how amazing that animal is, they get more invested in trying to help our native animals.
And is it something that you're most looking forward to throughout the rest of the month with, people being able to come and visit Aussie Ark up until the end of January?
Yeah, look, it's been a crazy couple of years, as we all know, and we've been pretty quiet up here with only, a handful of staff. So it's really nice to get those people through and engage with the people. We do it all in a safe environment, of course. It's a real kick for us to get people up here and give our conservation message and make those kids really happy.
Well, Dean, you do amazing work. We're chatting with Dean. He's the operations manager at Aussie Ark, and he's also one of the keepers up there. And you can take the kids up these school holidays for this month only. So jump on the Aussie Ark website and they can get up close and personal with our endangered animals here in Australia. Dean, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it, and we can't wait to see you up here.